In Iran, tensions have risen ahead of next week's presidential election. A human rights group says several campaign staffers and members of civil society groups have been detained after tens of thousands of mourners filled streets in the city Isfahan this week, chanting anti-government slogans. A video posted online at the Iran Human Rights Documentation Center shows protesters Tuesday at the funeral of Ayatollah Jalaluddin Tahari Esfahani, considered a dissident cleric. Rising inflation, prompted partly by U.S.-led sanctions, have made the economy a key issue in the election campaign, where eight candidates are vying to replace Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who has held the office since 2005. Voting will take place June 14th. For more, we speak with Gisunia, executive director with the Iran Human Rights Documentation Center. She joins us from New Haven, Connecticut. Welcome to FSRN.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You've reported arrests and detentions after the funeral for Ayatollah Esfahani led to mass street protests this week. Who has been detained and what is their status?
Now, often in Iran, since the June 2009 protests, different ceremonies, you know, religious holidays, days of celebration have been used as a forum for different, you know, individuals to come forward and voice their dissent with the government. So that is something that we have seen over the past 4 years. And at this funeral, there were chants in support of Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, who were the reformist candidates in the last presidential elections and who've been under house arrest for over 2 years. According to estimates from different media that have been tracking the issue, they estimate that 10 to 20 people were detained in connection with the incident. Allegedly, they were being detained in a detention center run by the local branch of the Ministry of Intelligence and National Security, or what is referred to as the MOIS. One of the detainees include someone named Naim Salavati, who is the son of Fazlullah Salavati. According to our sources, the families of these detainees, as of last night, the families of these detainees had not received any news regarding the charges against the detainees or concerning physical conditions of their relatives since the arrests.
Gisunia with the Iran Human Rights Documentation Center, you mentioned two opposition leaders, Mir Hossein Mousavi and Mehdi Karoubi, who remain under house arrest. They are not running as candidates in this election. There are a total of eight candidates in the race. Saeed Jalili is considered to have much of the support of the political establishment. What kind of choices are available to Iranian voters?
I think we're clearly seeing a divide between the establishment candidate, someone like Saeed Jalili, and Hassan Rouhani would be, I'd say, the reformist voice that's coming forward. They've had very clear distinctions in terms of what they've said in the presidential debates. And although many who hope for reform would not see a real appreciable difference between these two candidates, I should say that Hassan Rouhani actually attended Tahiri's funeral. He actually addressed the crowd at the funeral procession, and he said that the hope and the enthusiasm for the 1979 revolution had evaporated, and that the public expected a change in the country's political atmosphere.
So Hassan Rouhani was the only presidential candidate to attend and speak at the funeral.
Indeed. The other seven went to the public ceremony in Tehran to mark the occasion of the anniversary of Ayatollah Khomeini's death.
There have been two televised presidential debates so far. There was one last night, and during that debate, another candidate, Mohammad Reza Aref, mentioned that online censorship and restrictions on media were taking place. How is this being talked about, and what is the state of online access these days?
Well, the reports that we've been getting from inside Iran are that there's two principal problems. One is that there's enormous restrictions that are being placed on online access. So people have been reporting very slow internet speeds, increased filtering of websites. On the other hand, there's also traditional forms of repression, I would say, that are happening to online expression. We've gotten reports of arrests of bloggers, intimidation tactics. Sometimes it's not arrest, but it's more an instruction for people who express themselves freely online to stop engaging in those practices and to be warned, because otherwise they could be arrested or their families could be at risk. So I'd say that these are the two forms of, restriction of the online space that we're seeing.
Gisu Nia with the Iran Human Rights Documentation Center. We have just about a week before the elections take place. You're in contact daily with people within the country. What will you be keeping an eye on in this final week before voting takes place?
Well, one interesting development has come to our attention is that some of the people that we're in touch with through our network who were members of the Green Movement, the so-called Green Movement, this civic movement that arose the last time around during the presidential elections, some of them who've since left the country, they're reporting that some of their families back in Iran have been visited by members of the intelligence ministry, or what we call etalat, and so on, and have been instructed, the families have been instructed to keep tabs on, their family members who are abroad, who were part of this movement, and to sort of give them a message that they better keep a low profile. And so that to me was very significant. It shows that the Iranian government is a lot more concerned with having a repeat of what happened the last time around than one would think from their official statements.
Gisu Nia is executive director with the Iran Human Rights Documentation Center. She joined us to discuss the upcoming presidential elections in Iran. Thank you very much for your time.
Great. Thank you so much.